Our last item is 846.
Amend grant agreement with Portland Business Alliance for $30,000 to continue the downtown retail strategy implementation.
Colleagues, this money helps pay for a person whose tasks include helping to recruit businesses to occupy retail space in the Smart Park buildings and also working with retailers to help get them to participate in the parking, what's it called,
validation project,
which helps get people into our Smart Park buildings. And Michael Jacobs will elaborate and answer any questions.
Good morning, Mr. President and Commissioners. The ordinance before you amends an agreement with the Portland Business Alliance, extending the agreement for an additional two fiscal years in the amount of $30,000. The money will help pay for the downtown retail advocate position, which is currently filled by Corey Jacobs, and the continued implementation of the downtown retail strategy, of which the Parking Facilities Fund pays approximately 18% of the total cost. The remaining cost is paid for by the Portland Business Alliance and the Portland Development Commission. The original agreement was passed by Council in March of 2011 in an effort to help the Portland Business Alliance implement the 2009 Downtown Retail Strategy. The scope of the project includes, in part, working with the Downtown Retail Strategy Advisory Board to develop and leverage innovative public-private partnerships to support efforts to retain existing and recruit new retail in downtown Portland, targeting retail recruitment efforts and facilitating the negotiation process for downtown retail-specific projects, supporting efforts towards parking management initiatives, as Commissioner Novick mentioned, including the promotion of the Parking Validation Program, and collaborating with other organizations to prevent duplication of efforts. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
So the financial impact statement that's attached to this ordinance states that this was included in the current budget. Is that correct?
That's correct. It is in the Parking Facilities Fund budget.
Thank you.
And I should add that Mr. Jacobs assures me that Corey Jacobs is no relation.
That's correct.
Correct.
Thank you. Walsh, did you want to testify on this? Does anybody else wish to testify?
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We have a knee-jerk reaction anytime we see the Business Alliance getting money. We don't like it when the council gives them money for any reason, any reason. So you can justify it. You can say, well, you know, the Business Alliance is going to give more money and we only give a small part of it. But it's a small part of the taxpayers' money. So we have a knee-jerk reaction to this, that there are other items that you cannot fund. And if my memory serves me correctly, you just gave them $170,000 last week. What are we going to give them next week? Look, the business people should support you. It shouldn't be the other way around. And we resent that. We resent the fact that this council just loves the Business Alliance and they support them no matter what they want to do. It is rare that you shoot them down. Rare. It happens, but it is rare. We would like you to go the other way. We would like you to look at $30,000 as taxpayers' money and say, you know what? This may be a good thing. However, we have other items that we can't fund, and we're going to use the $30,000 for that.
Thank you. Okay. No further testimony. If Carla, please call the roll.
Novick?
The ordinance?
Aye.
Fritz?
It's important for government to keep our word, and this was included in the budget, and it does bring people down, help this position helps bring people downtown, which then fills up our Smart Parks, which then gets more revenue. So I believe it's a wise investment of taxpayers' money. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. There being no further business, we stand adjourned until Wednesday, August 20th at 9:30 a.m.
Nice. Sorry, you're 11 o'clock.